This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Speak Legal, conversations with community law Otago.
And for today's edition of Speak Legal, I'm joined on the line by Jeremy Wallace from Community Law Otago. We're going to be looking at some action that the Commerce Commission has been taking. Kia ora, nice to have you with us again, Jeremy.
Good morning, Jeff.
So, this is some action against Noel Leeming. Tell us what's happening here.
So the Commerce Commission has filed 18 criminal charges against Noel Leeming. These were charges for breaches of the Fair Trading Act from 2020 up until now. So, yeah, just for a bit of context, the Fair Trading Act, it prohibits trader behaviours that are likely to mislead consumers regarding price, performance, or quality of their purchase. And yeah, the Commerce Commission has said that Noel Leeming are one of their most complained about traders. So, yeah.
All right. So what is the main charge that Noel Leeming's facing?
The main charge is over Noel Leeming's price promise scheme, which people might be familiar with. It's where customers can come in and show Noel Leeming a lower price of a certain good that Noel Leeming's selling from a different competitor. And in return, Noel Leeming will match their price. The commission believes that Noel Leeming included several limitations and conditions for this policy, which they didn't make obvious to customers. And as a result, it made price matches frustratingly difficult to obtain. The commission emphasised that it's important that businesses, particularly big ones like Noel Leeming, make the information about the policy clear to customers. They said it needs to be clear and honest in their advertising. And they alleged that it was the opposite of this. You know, the claims were misleading and therefore it would be a breach of the Fair Trading Act.
Alrighty. Is Noel Leeming facing any other charges?
That's a good point. There are actually two other charges being brought by the commission. So they're also bringing charges over promotions run by Noel Leeming where advertised products and prices didn't align with what was actually available for purchase. And this is misleading conduct. But there's more. So the commission's bringing charges over instances where customers were given incorrect or misleading information about their rights under the Consumer Guarantees Act after the customers had gone to complain about faulty products. So under the Consumer Guarantees Act, you get a bunch of rights or guarantees, basically, which you're entitled to when you're purchasing something. And these are particularly important when you're at a big store like Noel Leeming. So essentially, when Noel Leeming employees lie to the consumers about their rights, it's definitely a cause for concern.
And that's certainly something that we've talked about many times on Speak Legal, and I imagine it's a lot of work that comes community law's way is around this stuff.
Yeah.
What has Noel Leeming said, if anything, in response to these charges?
Maybe unsurprisingly to some, they've denied all the charges. Jason Bell, the COO, he said he was perplexed at the Commerce Commission's decision. They maintain that their price matching practices were fair and that they were widely used across the industry, so they're unsure why they are being singled out while everyone else does it. They say it's easy to use the policy. It said that between 2019 and 2021, over 250,000 people saved money with the policy. But yeah, an interesting thing to note, though, was that Jason Bell, the COO, he said that when Noel Leeming can't price match, they often don't get the sale at all. And so what he's trying to say here is that if they can't get the price match, then Noel Leeming will step back and, you know, give the consumer the option over where to buy and not like force it upon them to buy it at Noel Leeming. But the thing is that they're always supposed to price match. So when he's saying like, oh, when Noel Leeming can't price match, we'll do this. It just is a bit contradictory. But in any case, yeah, they're going to defend their position.
All right. So we have a sense of the Commerce Commission's angle. We have a sense of Noel Leeming's response to that. What, if anything, do we know about what the public's saying about this?
Yeah, so I was just having a look online, and it seems to be a pretty mixed bag. Some customers, they've supported the Commerce Commission's decision, and I saw multiple accounts of people who were saying that they'd go to Noel Leeming and show them that a competitor is selling the item for a lower price and that Noel Leeming would take the time to like check out the price, check out the legitimacy of the competitor, But then after doing all of that, they'd say at the end, oh, sorry, the product that you were trying to get, we were just having it for display only, which is a bit dodgy that they'd say it at the very end. Consumer NZ, I mentioned before, which is a non-profit consumer support organization. They are also in support of this, and they seem to, as well as the Commerce Commission, get a lot of complaints about no-leaming. But, you know, other people have said that there's been no issues from their past experiences and that no-leaming has upheld their promise for the price matching policy. So, you know, perhaps it's a store-to-store issue, but in any case, it's going to be the Auckland District Court to have the say.
All right. What happens here if the Commerce Commission is successful in its prosecution?
Yeah, so we're looking at pecuniary fines. So the maximum charge for breaches of the Fair Trading Act is $600,000 per charge for businesses. And let's just say that the commission is successful in all 18 of the charges filed and that the maximum charge is met for all of them. So this is an unlikely scenario. But anyhow, it would end up at close to $11 million as the maximum fine for a business, which might seem like a lot at first glance, but it might not be here because no-leaming is a pretty big business, as we all know, household name. In the 2024 fiscal year, they made $1 billion in sales, which was low for them. You know, it was down 5.3% from the previous year. The Warehouse Group, which no-leaming is a subsidiary of, said that it was one of the toughest years on record. So my point is that if a $1 billion annual gain is low for them, then the absolute maximum, albeit unlikely fine of $11 million, it might not make enough of a big enough dent for them to actually, you know, change their behavior. But, you know, the media and public attention to the case, it would hopefully do so. Although obviously this is if the commission is successful, but yeah, I guess we'll just have to see what happens in court later.
Yeah, well, I guess that's always interesting no matter which way this goes. We're all going to learn something from it about what retailers can and cannot do, what they should and shouldn't do, and that always informs the kind of advice that Community Law Otago is able to give those who might be having a bit of difficulty around consumer products and so forth. So it will be an interesting one to follow, won't it, Jeremy? Thanks. Thanks so much for bringing this one to us, and we will follow that case with the Commerce Commission and no-leaming with interest, and we look forward to another edition of Speak Legal at the same time next week.
Community Law Otago, free legal advice and support for the people of Otago. Advice clinic times are available from the website communitylawotago.com. We're based at 169 Princess Street. To make an appointment, call 03 474 1922. Community Law Otago, proud to bring you Speak Legal. Check out the podcast at oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.